produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
It could be something spectacular, something good. But as long as that veil is there, you can't see what is there. You don't even know what is happening there. That was why when Jesus died, the Bible says the veil in the temple that separated the Holy of Holies from the outer court was torn. And all of a sudden, people can behold the glory. Hallelujah. So it says that, so all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is Spirit, say, the Lord is Spirit. He said, the Lord, who is Spirit, make us more and more like Him. As we are changed into His glorious image. Hallelujah. Say, I'm changing. Say, God is changing me. God is changing me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm not where I used to be. I may not be where I need to be, but God is changing me. I am making progress day by day. The Bible says we move from victory to victory. Hallelujah. You are getting there. All of a sudden, we see God moving us step by step to where He wants us to be. This morning, I want to speak to you on what I call the unchanging changer. The unchanging God. God is unchanging, but He changes us. Hallelujah. You see, change is one thing that is constant. Hallelujah. When you look at yourself in the mirror, sometimes you see changes, right? Maybe you realize that this, your hair, is not looking good. You've seen change. You need to go to the salon, isn't it? You need to go and do your hair. You know, you see changes at work. You see changes in your children. In fact, we are constantly experiencing change in this world. Nothing is permanent. That is why the Bible said that God is not a man that He would lie, nor the son of a man that He should repent. That word repent means to change. Because today we see human beings can change like nothing. They can change from something to something else. But I discovered that there is a change that God wants to put in our lives. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if any man, he said, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Say, a new creation. A new creation is a change in the person. Something new. The problem is that some people struggle with something new. Something new they don't understand. They don't accept it. You know, human beings are like that. There was a story I heard during the olden time. They said the white people came to Africa and they wanted gold. They know we have all this gold and we don't know what gold is and we don't know the value. And what they did was they brought a mirror and gave to these kings. And when the king, who never saw himself before, looked at the mirror, he screamed like, wow, what a mirror. What a spectacular thing I'm seeing. And they traded the gold and for the mirror out of ignorance, you know. Because it was something new. Yeah. They never seen a thing like that. Hallelujah. You see, don't resist change. Hallelujah. Don't resist change. You know, human being has a tendency to stay in comfort zone. This is who I am. I've never seen people say, I've got my life to live. Which life? God wants to change that life. He says, your life. He says, he has come to make us new creation. Something new. I always pray, I say, God, do something new in my life. I want to experience you in a better way. In a new way. Fresh anointing. Fresh fire. Every day. Let me tell you, you can't serve God with the old mentality. Old anointing. You need something new every day. The Bible says his mercies are new every day. Something new. God always has something new every day for us. According to scientists, they say that every day a star is born. Every day a new star in the galaxy is born. Every day. Could it be that we're missing something new that God has for us every day? So it says that old things has passed away. Yeah. Somebody say old. Behold, all things have become new. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to show you areas of change. Areas that God wants to bring changes in our lives. So that we will not resist it. So that we will be able to accept that change. Hallelujah. He says every parent wants something good for their children. Want them to change for better. Are you with me this morning? So I'm going to show you areas that God wants us to change. Or God wants to change in our lives. Number one, I call this mind therapy. Mind. Mindset. Yeah. The mind. The mind. The mind. Hallelujah. Yesterday, as I was preparing this message, I realized that our mindset is a demon that people neglect. I call it enemy within us. And the number one thing that God wants to change in our lives is our mind. The word repentance is to change your ways of reasoning. Change your ways of action. Change your ways of thinking. So now, you cannot serve God with the mind of the Egyptian. So the problem God had with the Israelites when he brought them out of Egypt was their mind. And because of their mindset, he refused to lead them into the promised land. They could have gone there in one or two days. Yeah. If you look at the map of Egypt, they are very close to Egypt. If they're trekking, maybe 3 days in the desert, they will enter the promised land. But God saw their mind and said, no, these people, they will deny me. They will disappoint me. Let me work on their mind. And because of that, God put them in the desert. Some of you this morning, you are in a desert because God is at work in your life. He's working in your mind so that you can have the right perspective. There's a word in psychology called perspective. Perspective is the key to success. Ask business people. It's all about perspective. Do you see advertising? It's about perspective. That is what sells the most. You see, they'll just design Coca-Cola. They just, all the brand. It's about perspective. They send a message. They give you a perspective that this is so special. And so when you see one that has no name, oh, say, aye, it doesn't send any message. Yeah. No name product. But that no name product might even be better.
Yeah.
But perspective, you think, this one doesn't send any message. So the mind is where the enemy gets us bound the most. There's a story of a man who, during the Second World War, this man was arrested. He's a preacher. So now he prayed in that prison and said, God, rescue me. God, rescue me. I've been preaching your word. And God indeed rescued him. One of the Hitler soldiers came there and opened the door, unlocked it. And the guy was inside there for weeks, for months. He did not know that that door was unlocked until one day God told him, I rescued you a long time. I delivered you, but you were there thinking the door is locked. You never even think, let me check this door. God is not going to open the door and say, hey, the door is open. Where's the key angel? We are looking for open door. The open door is there. Perspective. The man went and they touched the door. When the man was told that he was among those released months ago, the man cried and said, Lord, hallelujah. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you are your thought this morning. If you are rich, well, it's your thought. There's a friend of mine, when I was in Bible college, I used to tell my wife about this guy. He wears designers. Us, we go to Mr., you know, Mr. something, Mumbai. But when I see this guy, I say, wow, every Sunday, every day. So, but one day now, we are busy dancing. Hallelujah. Oh, Sugar, his name is Sugar. Okay, even if you want Sugar. Sugar is not dancing. Sugar, do like this. So, I nudge him. He said, George. So I was surprised the way he was behaving. After service, I asked him, Sugar, why are you like that? He said, I don't want anything to happen to my suit. I'm taking it back. I said, what? Taking it back. He said, every Sunday, all those things I used to wear, Italian, if you see the quality. I said, no wonder you walk like you're anointed. When somebody wants to touch you, So he said to me that he is preparing himself for the future. For the future. I realized this guy has a good perspective. He wants to blend with the rich. Hallelujah. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Your thinking could be your bondage. Some people are under bondage. No matter how you bind the devil, the devil will say, it's not me, I'm not there. It is your mind. Your mind. Your thinking. Your thinking. You know, your perspective about God also affects how you worship God. Are you with me? How you see God affects how you worship Him. If you see God bigger than your problem, it becomes nothing. That is why Jesus was in a storm and He was sleeping. Perspective.
Yeah.
What was in His mind? This storm is nothing.
Yeah.
He was asleep. Because he has a renewed mind. The mind of God. The mind that tells my God is bigger. My God is greater. This storm won't stop me. Hallelujah. So God wants to change our mindset. The mind is the realm of the stronghold. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, you can write it down. I'm just going to go through it because of time. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Do not conform to the system of this world, but be transformed. That word transformed means be changed. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. God wants to change your mind. Otherwise, you will conform to the pattern of this world. When a worldly person says, I can't, you say, I can't. When a worldly person says, I'm going to die, you say, you're going to die. When a worldly person says, I won't make it, you say, you won't make it. But when your mind is transformed, the word transformed or transformation is a process. Many people don't want to go through the process. Can I tell you something? Do you have a nurse here? Do you have a nurse? Our nurses are not here. They're in the hospital. Do you have, who is in a professional field, a teacher? Hey, teacher, good. Were you born a teacher? Good. How did you become a teacher? By learning. By learning. Process. Of learning, process of studying, of reading, and finally, here is a teacher.
Yeah.
So, the renewing of your mind is a process. You can't come to church one day and expect your mind to be renewed. It's a lie. That is why sometimes we preach one message 100 times. Because it's a process of renewal, a gradual, continuous process of renewing this mind, undoing the junk that the enemy has emptied into our head that tells us we are nothing. My sister cried the other day, my young sister, Agatha, she's a musician. She cried. She said to me, brother, I had to fight the curse and the abuse of words that I grew up with, because she lived with one of our aunties. And she grew up under a very difficult and hostile environment where she was told, you amount to nothing. Your father does not have anything. Your mother, everything. You won't. It affected her and she became withdrawn. Even me, I noticed that at the time. She was so withdrawn. But when she gave her heart to the Lord, wow. She said, now I can even stand in the public and speak. I can speak to women. I can sing or sing. I can. You see, God had to break that mindset that held her bound, that said she can't. So it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to quickly go to a story in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 13. Write it down. I believe it's 30-ish. Let me get specifically the scripture, the verse. Hallelujah. Numbers 13, verse 27 and 33. Okay, let us go there so that we can get the word. Numbers 13. This is a story of the 12 spies. Praise the Lord. So Moses was instructed to send 12 spies to go spy the land. Hallelujah. The promised land that God has given to the Israelites. Hallelujah. Do you know that there are things that God has given you that your mind can deny you of them? Your mindset can be a problem. So God said, I've given you, say, see, I've given you this land. It is flowing with milk and honey. It is yours. So let us look at verse chapter 13 and verse 27. It says, then they told Moses and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. Hallelujah. This is the fruit. Can I tell you something? Miracles alone cannot build your faith. Miracles alone cannot sustain you as a child of God. Many people have received miracles. Okay, receive blessings. You know when they say receive, where are those? Have you ever seen, like in a crusade, spark, receive, they run away, they don't come back. Those that receive from Jesus never came back. It was only those that received the word that stayed. Because the miracle is in the word.
Amen.
Now, let me just give you a background. So these 12 spies went to spy the land. The Bible said they brought back word. Somebody say word.
Word.
Words are powerful. I'm going to come to that. God help me. They brought back words. One of the areas God wants to change in our life is word. Let me just jam two of them together because of time. God wants to change our mindset. I call it mind therapy and word therapy. Have you seen a child that is learning the language of the mother? The child will learn the language of the mother. The child might make mistakes, but give that child a few years. Listen, give her. I'm sure they're shooting her mouth already. Just give her a few years. No matter how much I speak English here, listen, they will speak soon. The mothers, you understand what I'm saying? Because the child will form the words. So we as children in the kingdom of God, that is how we form the right words. Because the word that we speak in the world should not be the same word that we speak in the kingdom. The language of the kingdom is the language of faith. So God wants to change our mind. What we speak is a reflection of what we think. Hallelujah. So they go there and they came back and they brought the miracle fruits. They brought the cucumbers. It was like, wow, look what the Lord has done. But then they say, but there's a problem. There's a problem. There's no problem God cannot handle. There's no problem God cannot deal with. God does not want us to focus on the problem. He wants us to focus on Him. On Him alone. Because the problems are there to distract us. To distract you. All of a sudden you don't pray. All of a sudden you don't come to church. Because problem, it will always be there. That was why as long as Peter was looking unto Jesus, he was not seeing the problem. He was seeing Jesus. He was walking on the sea. The problems were there. Look, there's nobody that don't, if you don't have problem, I will call angel. Which angel take you to heaven? I will call them. They'll come and take you express. We all have, no matter how you pray, problem will be there. But then, the ability to surmount the problem, to overcome the problem, comes through your mindset, looking unto Jesus. This storm will not stop me. This storm will not stop me. I know I will go through this storm. And you go through it. So they came back and said, there's a problem. There was giants. We saw the, and they're big, the sons of Anak, they have 6 feet. You know, fingers. No, don't tell that I'm abnormal. They're so huge. And they say, not only that, we were like grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. Imagine children. I could imagine God standing there looking. We are like grasshoppers. Children of God, right? We are like grasshoppers in their sight. God will say, hey! Why did I bring them out from Egypt? Why did I bring these people? They are an embarrassment. Hallelujah. They are an embarrassment to the kingdom. But thank God for Caleb and Joshua. Now watch this. The Bible says that Caleb and Joshua had the Spirit of God. That's number one difference. They had the Spirit of God in them. If you read the names of all those 12 spies, you don't hear their names again. That was the last their names were mentioned. The only people that their names continued was Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua. You will continue. You will reach your goal. You will reach your target. You will reach where God wants you to reach. The enemy cannot stop you. Where others stop, God will move you forward. Hallelujah. Other people, they stopped because of their mindset stopped them. They got stuck in their thinking that they can't progress in life. But Caleb and Joshua, they made it. They said, we are able. Because God has given us the land. He says, let us go at once. While you are crying, Caleb and Joshua say, let us go at once and possess the land. Now, what is the principle here? They all saw the same thing. We all experience the same thing. We spend the same rent, drink the same water, enter the same tax. Corona come, the same corona. Everything. But there are those that look at a problem and say, I don't see corona. I don't see austerity. I don't see sickness problem. All I see is Jesus. I see my God who is able. I'm going anyways. I will possess my possession. I am not afraid of the giants. I will reach my target. You know another thing I found there? God did not tell them anywhere in the scripture about those problems. He never mentioned the giants. But the mind that is carnal is only seeing the giant and not seeing God, what God is doing. Brethren, we need to see what God is doing. Don't focus on the giants. That giant came to pass. It came to pass. That giant also, that was their last. After mentioning that giant, you never see, hear of them again because they overcame those giants and possess their possession. And I pray today that any giant that is opposing your destiny, you will overcome. in the name of Jesus, because our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Hallelujah. That is what, you see, when your mind is renewed, you don't think like grasshoppers. You think like Caleb and Joshua. You say, where others go and fail, I will go and succeed.
Amen.
What stop others will not stop me. I am not alone. God is on my side. 1,000 may fall on my side, and 10,000, he will not come near me, because my God is able.
Amen.
That is why God wants us to change our mind, so that we can think like him, we can be like him. As a man thinks, so he is. So we come to the part of the word. Word therapy. From what you think leads to what you say. I discovered that words are very powerful. The Bible said that the words that Jesus speaks to us are spirit and they are life. They are spirit, meaning that the word doesn't die. Word doesn't die. If word is a spirit, it doesn't die. Now, the word of God is a spirit. It doesn't die. It's alive. The word is alive. That is why you can say, be healed in Jesus' name. The same blood of Jesus 2,000 years ago is still healing today. Because the blood never dies. The blood of Abel was crying after he died. But the blood of Jesus is even crying better things for us. Speaking better things for us. Hallelujah. Better things are coming your way. Better things God has for you. Because the blood speaks. So, the blood has a voice. The word that we speak is the word of God. So, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Now, this is a very simple permutation here. Because what Jesus did, he saw a fig tree. And he looked at this fig tree. He spoke to that fig tree and said, dry up in Jesus. Okay, not in Jesus' name, because Jesus never said in Jesus' name, because he was the Jesus.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
So he said, dry up. And the fig tree, excuse me, he only spoke and it dries. Why? Because there was spirit. The word was spirit. And it acted, or it dried up that very tree. So you can...
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.